An ancient poet once wrote, "Beware of Greeks bearing gifts." Well, the Greeks are still bearing gifts in Europe. Greece is having a major impact upon the current state of the European Union. They're in debt, and it's a possibility that very soon they may have to withdraw from the European Union. The EU is currently 27 nations in the European Union, a major trading bloc and a major force and power in world affairs. Greece is one of the weakest members in that union at this time. They are in debt. They can't get their financial house in order. People are making a run on the bank. The government is in disarray. And it seems like the other European countries led by Germany are not willing to put any more money into Greece and its management of its affairs to bail it out. And so the real possibility is on the horizon that Greece may exit the European Union, and the impact of that upon the European experiment there is that it will rearrange what is currently the power blocks and the entire arrangement of the EU and also the euro and its current the currency that drives the economic engine of the European Union at this particular time. And so with all the headlines, with all the concern, it's quite evident that something's going to happen in Europe. There are going to be changes. Many people even say that the entire European experiment is going to go down the drain. I don't think so, and nor should you. One of the keys that you should always understand, and this is the view that we take here on Beyond Today, that Bible prophecy trumps the headlines of today in a sense of the predictions that people make apart from what the Bible says about Europe and world conditions. That's where we come from on Beyond Today. And what we're saying is take the long view. Back away from the headlines, back away from the current crisis, which is going to make some changes in Europe. They have currently 27 countries in the European Union. If Greece leaves the European Union, that would leave 26. If others exit, then there's obviously going to be some reshuffling that will take place over there. But Europe's not going to go away. Germany, France, some of the other major players in Europe are going to remain intact. Their power is going to be altered, but it's also going to grow. How do we say that? Why do we say that? Because Bible prophecy says that there is going to yet be a power to arise from that part of the world that is going to influence world affairs in the period at the close of the age, just before the return of Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 17, we find described a coming together of powers in Europe out of that entire system that has historically been centered in Europe, where there is a combination and influences of not only political powers, but also religious powers. Revelation 17 talks about a power that arises out of that area that is called the beast. And it also talks about, interestingly, 10 kings who give their power and join with this beast in order to dominate the affairs of Europe and the world. Let me read it to you in Revelation 17, beginning in verse 11. It says, "The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth and is of the seven and is going to perdition. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast." So 10 kings are mentioned here in Revelation 17, giving power and authority to the beast. In verse 13 it says, "These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast." It's important that we back away from, again, what is taking place currently with Greece and in the European Union and its impact upon the euro as the viable currency for those countries there and for that union. Back away from that. Take the long view. Keep in mind what the Bible says. Yes, there are going to be some changes over there, but the powers that are there are not going to go away. The power that is there is something that's far greater than most people realize as they write the headlines and the stories of what's taking place in the economic sphere of Europe right now. There are some very powerful forces that are at work that are going to come together according to these Bible prophecies, and when it does, the world will be astounded, but it will be a power that will have a tremendous impact upon world affairs in the years ahead, in the time at the close of the age before Jesus Christ's return. Keep watching, keep understanding. It's not going away. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.